official detective, dedicated to the men who guard your safety and protect your home, your police department. Lieutenant John Hogarth. Lieutenant Brett is on leave. An elderly spinster named Pauline Smith lived alone in a small house on a suburban street. One evening at 7:30, a curious boy peeked in the front window, saw Miss Smith lying in a pool of blood, and ran for a policeman. In the murder house, while waiting for the coroner and lab men, I dictated my preliminary observations to Sergeant Allen. Name of victim, Pauline Smith. Late 60s, white hair. Mm-hmm. Neighbors report no knowledge of friends or relatives. Say that she seldom spoke to anyone.
Kind of like a lady hermit, eh, Lieutenant?
Yes. Corpse lying on the living room floor. Skull crushed. Apparent murder weapon, iron skillet lying near body. Skillet stained with blood. Rigor mortis condition indicates victim dead at least 2 or 3 hours. Got that, Allen?
Mm-hmm. What about the motive?
$62 in victim's purse indicates motive not robbery. Neighbor reports seeing man, medium height, wearing light gray hat, wide brim, descending victim's front steps between 3 and 5 p.m.
She couldn't come any closer to the time than that?
We're lucky she could give us even that much. Let's keep going, Allen.
Shoot.
Visible fingerprints on greasy handle of skillet. Bloody prints on inside of outside knobs of front door. Assailant apparently went to kitchen after crime for snack and drink of water. Bloody prints on water glass and refrigerator door. Found on drain board an unfinished wedge of cheese. Bite marks of teeth, plainly visible, in cheese.
Boy, this guy must have had no nerves at all. Imagine killing the old lady, then stopping to bite into a hunk of cheese.
Well, let's hope that they are the killer's teeth marks.
Yeah. Any more notes?
Couple. Cigar butt in kitchen sink. Half-used book of paper matches on drain board. Printed on match cover, Nick Ramsey's Bar and Grill.
Slower.
Nick Ramsey's Bar and Grill, 936 Farley Street. Got all that?
Yeah. Well, the coroner is just pulling up out front, Lieutenant.
Good. As soon as he and the lab men take over, we'll drive down to Ramsey's Bar and ask a few questions. Maybe one of his regular customers wears a light gray hat with a wide brim.
Yeah, I do have a customer that wears a hat like that. Comes in here every night and drinks at the bar for about an hour.
You know his name, Ramsey?
No. You see, he's a real quiet guy. Never talks much to nobody.
You think some of your other customers might know something about this man?
Miss Bell might. You see that young girl eating dinner over there in that booth? She eats here regularly.
Thanks, Ramsey. We'll ask her.
Okay. I'll be right here back at the bar.
Excuse me, please. You're Miss Bell, I believe?
Yes, Lucy Bell.
This is Lieutenant Hogarth from Police Headquarters. I'm Sergeant Allen.
Police Headquarters? Oh, dear. Sit down, please.
Thanks. We're investigating a murder, Miss Bell. Nick Ramsey said you might help us out.
Nick said I might help? How?
We're trying to get some information on one of Nick's bar customers, one of the regulars. Wears a light gray hat with a wide brim.
Oh, what about it?
You've noticed him at the bar?
Oh, yes. Almost every time I've eaten here.
Do you know his name?
No.
When did you see him here last, Miss Bell?
Last night.
You sure?
Oh, absolutely. He's the man who stared.
Stared at you?
No. At the woman who sat across from me, right here in this booth.
This woman was a friend of yours?
No, a stranger. The room was crowded last night, and she asked if she could share this booth with me. I said, of course, so she sat down.
But what about the man in the gray hat?
Well, after a while, I noticed him staring at this woman. He must have stared at her for, at least 2 or 3 minutes. Then he paid his bar check and went out.
Did this woman realize he was staring at her?
No, Lieutenant. I think she was a little too tipsy to notice.
Did she get tipsy in here?
I guess so. While I was eating dinner, she had four drinks.
She just sat here drinking without saying anything?
Oh, no, Sergeant. She talked a blue streak. And she said the strangest things. Made me feel creepy.
What did she say, Miss Bell?
Well, first of all...
What is it?
The man in the gray hat. He just came in.
Seated with Miss Bell in the tavern booth, the sergeant and I were questioning the man in the gray hat. He gave his name as Harry Castle. Are you employed in this city, Mr. Castle?
Yes, Lieutenant. I have my own business.
What is it?
A printing plant on the corner of 4th and Turner.
Married?
11 years. We have two small children. Look, I'm delighted to have met Miss Bell, but I'm getting curious.
I don't blame you, Mr. Castle. These officers are investigating a murder.
A murder? You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Ask them.
Well?
An elderly woman named Pauline Smith was killed this afternoon. A man of your description was seen leaving the house between 3 and 5.
What?
Where were you between 3 and 5, Mr. Castle?
Well, now, let me think. I left the printing plant at 4:10. I had an appointment with my dentist.
Dentist's name and address, please.
Dr. Thaddeus Hyatt, 321 Doyle Street. Dear me, I never thought I'd be a murder suspect. What about you, Miss Bell? How do you fit into this picture?
Well, I told them about that woman who sat in the booth last night. You stared at her for a long time, remember?
A woman who's... Yes, of course.
Why did you stare at her, Mr. Castle?
For a very human reason, Lieutenant. I was struck by her amazing resemblance to my late mother.
You mean the woman who sat here was elderly?
I'd say she was in her late 60s, wouldn't you, Miss Bell?
Yes.
Did she have white hair?
Oh, pure white. Why do you men seem so surprised?
Well, Miss Smith fits that description, too.
What?
You mean the woman who sat here was murdered?
You and Miss Bell can tell us that after you've seen the body. I'll have to ask you both to come along now. We'll drive you down to the morgue. All right, you both identified the body of Pauline Smith. There's no doubt in your minds.
No, sir, I'm positive.
Miss Bell?
I'm positive, too. That's the poor woman who sat with me last night.
You were telling us about her before Mr. Castle came into the tavern. You said she got tipsy last night and talked a lot and said the strangest things. What did you mean?
Well, she talked about crime. Most of it didn't make any sense, but, well, somehow I got the idea she'd been in prison.
Prison, that nice-looking old lady?
Alan, when we're through here, get one of the lab men to go to the morgue and take a fingerprint.
Okay. It'd be funny if she had a police record.
We'll need your prints, too, Mr. Castle.
What for?
To compare with bloody prints found at the scene of the crime.
Well, but... Very well. But I can tell you right now they're not mine.
Let's hope not.
Lieutenant, are you going to hold Mr. Castle overnight?
No, not if he isn't planning to leave the city.
Of course I'm not. I'll be at my printing plant tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Fine. I'm sure you'll want to know the results of the fingerprint comparison. You can go home now, Miss Bell. Thanks a lot for your help.
Not at all.
Okay, Mr. Castle. Let's go down to identification and take your prints.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Castle.
Good morning. My secretary said that you wanted to see me here at headquarters.
You can take the worried look off your face, Mr. Castle. The bloody fingerprints aren't yours.
Oh. Well, I knew that, of course, but I guess you men can't blame me for spending a sleepless night. But what about the killer's prints? Are they, do you know to whom they belong?
Yes, an ex-bank robber named Sam Runyon. He's been arrested twice in this town. His record's in our files.
Have you picked him up?
Not yet. His present address is unknown. By the way, we've checked your dentist, too. Dr. Hyatt said you were in his office yesterday, so you're okay.
Good for Hyatt. I'll pay his bill at once.
About the dead woman, maybe you'd like to know what we found out about her.
I sure would.
Pauline Smith was only an alias. Her real name was Sarah Duncan.
Oh, dear. And I said she resembled my poor mother.
Her prints are in our files, too. In her younger days, Sarah Duncan headed a stick-up mob.
Well, nothing will surprise me from now on. What else?
About 20 years ago, she pulled a successful bank robbery and dropped out of sight. Changed her name to Pauline Smith, moved into this house, and apparently led a quiet life till yesterday when she was murdered.
And you think the killer, this fellow Sam Runyon, was a member of her old stick-up mob?
We won't know for sure until we catch him. I've wired the FBI to see if they know where he is. I'll get their answer sometime this afternoon.
Alan. Yeah, Lieutenant.
Hold on to your hat. I just heard from the FBI.
They know where Sam Runyon is?
They sure do. In the cemetery.
What? Why?
He was killed in the Michigan gun battle 14 months ago.
14? Hey, but look. If he's been dead that long, how the heck did his bloody fingerprints get in the murder house?
That's what I want to know. Get the crime lab on the phone. I want them to make a big photographic blow-up of those prints so they can be studied further.
Lieutenant, the fingerprint expert's here.
Good. Well, come in, Finch.
I've got news for you, Lieutenant. Those bloody prints were forged.
Forged? You mean they're not Sam Runyon's?
Oh, yes, originally.
Explain that, will you, Finch?
Well, when Runyon was alive, somebody got his fingerprints. They were reproduced, and the killer planted them yesterday after he committed the murder.
Well, how were they reproduced?
I'd say on a rubber stamp.
You're absolutely sure the prints were forged?
No doubt about it.
Alan, get the phone book and look up Harry Castle in the yellow pages.
Okay.
Now, Finch, how could you tell that those prints were forged?
By studying the enlargements, the ridges in a forged print don't have the same fine arrangement of the pores that you find in the natural print process.
And what makes you think they were planted by means of a rubber stamp?
That's the way it's been done in most cases on record. Of course, making such a rubber stamp calls for a great deal of skill.
Well, Sergeant?
Castle's got an ad in this phone book. Listen. Harry Castle, quality printing, rubber stamp, expertly made. Rubber stamp.
Thanks a lot, Finch.
Lend it up.
Well, Lieutenant, do we pick up Castle?
Not yet. I want one more proof. Let's hope that can be furnished by Castle's dentist.
But Mr. Castle is a fine man. Why, he's been my patient for years.
I know, Dr. Hyde, but I'd still like you to make that comparison test.
Oh, of course, Lieutenant. I have a cast of Mr. Castle's teeth. Right here in the cabinet.
Exactly what time was it when Castle was here in your office yesterday, Doctor?
Oh, he arrived at 4:15.
What time did he leave?
About 4:30. It was just a short appointment for a gum treatment. But I can't imagine how you could suspect him of committing murder.
He would have had plenty of time to get from here to the woman's house. The coroner couldn't tell the exact moment she was killed.
Suppose not. Well, here's the plastic mold of Mr. Castle's teeth.
Okay. Now, here's the piece of cheese that the killer bit into. I'd like you to compare the mold of Mr. Castle's bite with the teeth marks in the cheese.
Very well. Of course, these marks in the cheese are only from the anterior surface of the incisors. But Mr. Castle's cutting teeth are peculiarly shaped, and they're... Oh, dear.
Well, Doctor?
I'm sorry for Mr. Castle. In my opinion, it was he who bit into the cheese.
Thank you, Doctor. All right, Alan, let's pick him up.
Good evening, Miss Bell. May I share your booth with you?
Oh, Mr. Castle. Of course. Do sit down.
Thank you. Have you ordered dinner?
Not yet. I was just studying the menu.
Young lady, do you realize that you almost got me into severe trouble with the police?
Oh, I know. And I'm terribly sorry. What finally happened?
Don't worry. The killer's been identified. A criminal named Sam Runyon.
Oh, I'm so glad you're out of it. I was just sick about being the cause of your trouble.
Well, be happy again. It's all over now.
What's this?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, but... Look,
give it to me.
A little rubber stamp.
Give it to me, I said.
Oh, I've never seen one like this before. It makes fingerprints.
I'll just put it back in my pocket. I keep it for luck. I'm always fooling with it.
But I don't understand. Why did you get so upset?
Miss Bell, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I guess being a suspected murderer affected me more than I thought.
Yes, I suppose so. And it was all my fault. What can I do to atone for my sin?
Well, you could have dinner with me. Would you?
All right. It's a deal. Here's the menu.
I don't mean here in Nick Ramsey's. Wouldn't you like to go to a quieter place?
Well, all right. Anything you say. I'm still atoning.
Good. Let's get out of here. My car's parked right down the street.
How handy. Good night, Nick.
Hey, Miss Bell. Ain't you going to have a dinner?
Not tonight, Nick.
Come on, Miss Bell.
What's the matter? You sore as my chef?
Oh, I love your chef. But Mr. Castle just offered to take me to dinner to a nice, quiet place.
Miss Bell, please.
Okay, Miss Bell. Have a good time.
Thanks, Nick. I will. I'm sorry, Mr. Castle. I didn't realize you were in a hurry.
Well, that's all right. And my nerve again, I guess. My car's down here to the left.
Where are you taking me? To some place that's just oozing with glamour and soft music?
I don't know about the glamour and soft music, Miss Bell, but I assure you, it's a quiet place.
Lieutenant and the sergeant.
Ramsey, we're looking for Mr. Castle.
You're a couple of minutes too late. They just left.
They? Who do you mean?
Castle and Miss Bell.
You know where they went?
No.
Did the girl go willingly?
Sure. She hollered at me and said they were going to dinner in a quiet place.
How long were they here together?
Oh, just a couple of minutes. They sat over there and that was talking.
What about? Do you know?
No, but, I seem to have a little argument about something. Castle was real sore. Then he laughed, and then they went out.
Any idea what they argued about?
No, but he dropped something on the table. When Miss Bell picked it up and looked at it, that's when he got sore.
Well, what was it, Ramsey? Was it a rubber stamp?
Yeah. One of them little rubber stamps. How'd you know? Hey, where are you going?
Tell you later. Come on, Alan. Let's get out to the car in a hurry.
I got Castle's home address.
He wouldn't take the girl there. He's got a family. Get behind the wheel.
Sure. Where are we heading?
Castle's printing plant, 4th and Turner.
It's so quiet here in your printing plant, Mr. Castle.
You should hear it in the daytime when all the presses are going.
Oh, I'd love to. May I stay here and look at this press while you go upstairs to your office?
I'm not going upstairs, Miss Bell.
But isn't that why we stopped off here? To get a letter you'd forgotten?
No. No, there isn't any letter. Miss Bell?
What are you doing? Mr. Castle?
I'll have to ask you not to cry out.
Take your hands off my neck.
It's no use. I've got to kill you.
No. No.
You shouldn't have seen that rubber stamp. Nobody knows about it but me. I'm sorry, but I can't let you live.
Oh, the fingerprints. You put them there with that rubber stamp. You murdered that woman.
And now I'm going to murder you.
Oh, no. Help. Help.
Quiet, quiet, I said.
Miss Bell.
Help. It's killing me.
Let go.
Hurt. Take your hands away. I've got to get out of here.
You'll get out all right. Put the cuffs on him.
Hold your arms out.
He killed that old woman.
We know that. Sergeant, drive Miss Bell to a doctor and come back for us.
Sure. Come on, Miss Bell. Take it easy. You'll be okay now.
He was going to murder me, too. He was choking me.
I didn't kill that old woman. You told me yourself those bloody fingerprints belonged to a man named Runyon.
That was your mistake, Castle. Runyon's been dead for more than a year.
Dead? Sam Runyon? I didn't know Sam was dead.
You do now. Why did you kill Sarah Duncan? Come on. Why did you kill her?
I had to. Years ago, I was one of a hold-up gang. But I was never arrested. I went straight. And I married and started this printing business. And then Sarah found me. She blackmailed me for 15 years. She led me white.
When did you decide to kill her?
Night before last, in the tavern. She was drunk and talking about crime. I knew that someday she'd give me away. So yesterday I killed her and planted Runyon's fingerprints in the house.
Where is the rubber stamp?
It's in my right-hand pocket.
Mm-hmm. I've got it. How did you manage to get Runyon's prints in the first place?
Sam was in the hold-up gang when I was. One day I got his prints from a whiskey glass and made the rubber stamp.
Why?
Oh, no reason. I was good at it, that's all. I just made the stamp for practice. Yesterday I used it for the first time. I kept it all those years as a good luck piece.
Some good luck piece. It finally trapped you in a murder. Come on, Castle. We'll go out front and wait for Sergeant Allen.